I'm here.
Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack.
And I'm Cindy.
Cindy.
What am I supposed to say?
Well, just commenting on how you said it. So today we had the one where last week it was a non-elimination, but it was...
Which is your favorite.
Well, it is, but I don't like the fact that the last place team gets to catch up. You finished in last, there should be some kind of penalty. There should be some kind of speed bump along the way. So... I just wish they just continue racing. They all bunch up. They all take the same train together. So I'm going to throw the challenge flag on that. I don't like that.
Okay.
Because I think it gives an unfair... I mean, Sherry and Cole finished in last week.
And right.
There was no penalty. I mean, there's none. They start fresh. So I'm just
so you're not happy.
I'm not saying that, but... Anyway, so
excuse me.
No, I'm gonna say it just to me it cheapens the race.
Okay, you're all better now.
Have a continuation.
All right. Okay, move on.
All right, but speaking of continuations,
yes,
we have a new sponsor out there. It's Loot Crate, LOOTCRATE.com.
All right,
LootCrate.com/JayandJack, and for $20 a month,
$20,
you get a mystery gift every month. Every month,
I think it's cool. I would love it.
So this week it's a quest adventure waits. Again, ooh. So it's you have, if you're a Harry Potter fan, Dungeons and Dragons, which we saw on the Goldbergs this week. If you're a fan,
yes,
of the ABC's Goldberg,
I didn't know anything about Dungeons or Dragons.
I've never played it, but I know.
But
people
you knew
that,
about it.
I knew about it.
Remember,
yeah.
We used to walk by a place. I wonder if that's what they were doing. Remember when we used to buy the Krispy Kremes over there?
I think that's a card. That's a magic card game, or something
okay.
Like that.
All right. There's just too much stuff.
Vikings,
to know.
Uncharted. But anyway, $45 a month value for just $20 a month can be yours.
The price is right.
If you go to lootcrate.com/JayandJack. So anyway, it's an amazing, amazing thing. Every
cool.
month subscribes a mystery box full of collectibles, figurines, apparel, and memorabilia. For each box contains $45 worth of value.
It's a lot of value.
That's you can't beat that.
Nope.
You can't, and it's just like a mystery gift. Every month it's something
different. Where did we used to go? The kids used to get that all the time. They were so excited. Remember, it was a big barrel, and there was like little mystery gifts, and they would pay like so much money, and they would take it out, and there was something inside it.
Was it an amusement park? Like Knott's,
yeah,
Berry
must
Farm
have been
or something?
Maybe it was Knott's Berry Farm. I know they always thought it was cool.
I do remember that, because they'd get all this stuff, and you go, and here he's...
But back then it was like, which was like 20 years ago. It wasn't 20 years ago, but 15, 17, 18. It was like $5. They loved it because it got a lot of cool stuff
in
it.
Yeah, because they were, you know, kids.
They're kids.
And they like stuff.
Yeah.
If you're a geek, and this is
I know our daughter, who should not be doing it, a lot of it, but she has a couple things like that, and she loves it. I've thought about signing up for a couple of different ones, but I'm trying to be a different, kinder, gentler Sid and not spend money. Day one.
Not gentler, kinder.
Oh.
Tighter.
Tighter. That's it.
Tighter.
Thriftier.
Thriftier.
Jack. I mean, not Jack, Cindy, yeah. But I think like Jack.
Jack has no issues.
No, Jack's perfect.
Well, no, Jack is not perfect, but he has no issues.
He's perfect.
Not when it comes to money.
When it comes to money? No, you're perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, so we had...
You like to say you're perfect.
I know. And also, if you want to help us out on Patreon, you go to jayandjack.com. There's a little page up there that says Patreon. Become a Patreon, or a list of our patrons. You can go there and help us out and keep this podcast and many other podcasts like this
going.
It all has a list of every podcast we do and all that fun stuff. Let's see.
I'm kind of getting into it, because at first, in the beginning of the Amazing Race, I was kind of like, that's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. But I'm a little more into it now. I'm not playing with my iPad at the same time watching it. So that's a good sign.
You're paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
As a podcaster, that's always a good sign.
Yeah, it is a good sign. But sometimes, you know, in the beginning, it's just like...
It takes a while. Sometimes it takes a while to get set up, you know, invested in the contestants.
Excuse me. I'm looking forward to the next place they're going to. I think it's good. I love that place.
You want to go there, don't you?
Yeah. Anyway,
so they're catching a train to Georgia.
On a midnight train to Georgia.
Telebisi, I think it's what it's called. And Phil did say, yes, it's a midnight train to Georgia. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
And is it? Yeah. No, I don't think it's, no. Is it the same song?
No, it's not the same.
Okay.
Midnight train. I don't know.
Okay.
All teams are on the same train.
Yes. Which is not. And they get to sleep.
Yeah.
And they, on the train.
I get that. But if it had been like a stressful thing where Sherry and Cole had to stress about getting there, you know, are we going to catch the train? But it was like, I don't know.
I know it bugs you.
I say this every time.
You do.
I'm going to say it every time.
Okay, let it
I'm
go.
I'm going to keep saying it until they say
let
it.
Let it go.
So they're all teams. They have to go to Freedom Square, the Slayer of Dragons.
Yes.
So it's a Game of Thrones.
I don't watch that show, but okay.
So there you go.
All right.
The cabbie, I forget whose cabbie it was, but he was coughing and oh, no, it was Blair and Scott.
Yes.
He was smoking, but he was coughing. Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't. I would have had to get out of the cab.
Well, you're racing for $1 million. So
I still couldn't do it. I couldn't be in the car with someone smoking. I'm sorry, I'm crazy.
Yeah, so he was.
Not that there's anything wrong with people smoking, but I couldn't do it.
He's smoking, he's driving, he's coughing, he's coughing up a lung. Let's see. They have to go to a fortress church. They have to ride the gondola down.
Yes.
Dan and Matt's cabbie doesn't really seem to know where he's going.
No.
And Dana's a very patient person. just let us out here. So they had to run to the top, and so did Scott and Blair. They all had to run.
She was complete opposite this leg compared to the last leg.
Yeah. Because
she was pretty quiet at the last leg. And this one, she was a little more vocal.
A little more vocal. She's not a very patient person.
No.
I'm not a patient person, so I probably have the same
I would think in some situations I'm probably not a patient person. Yeah. I think it's everybody has their limits.
But they have to run to the top, and it's a 30-minute – and once they get their clue, it's a 30-minute cab ride to the thing. And who is it? Was it Matt and Dana? Wait. No, it was Brody and Scott.
Right.
Not Brody and Scott. Brody and Kurt said, hey, no, let's make sure we have the right –
Yeah, I was. That surprised me. They just stopped there for a second.
Well,
like that.
They didn't want to go 30 minutes one way and be the wrong way.
Yeah, I see your point.
So they have to go to the monastery. The two detours are making wine.
Yes.
Which is not making wine. It's cleaning the pot that makes the wine.
Right.
And Chuck, it's a Georgian treat. Chuck Hole.
It's a candy.
It's a candy. They got to string five hazelnuts,
20
at a piece.
20
on a piece string.
On a string. And it's dipped like in sugar and wine and other and stuff. Sounded good.
It looked good.
Yeah.
It looked tasty. But the thing is, there's only four
at each
station. So if you're the fifth team, you either have to wait or go back to the others, which I like that.
Yeah,
I do
too.
It puts a little strategy in how many people have gone here.
Right.
And so you.
Because, you know, I think it's always a little more fun when there's some strategy into not just running.
Yeah. And Bernie points out that this is the first time Ashley's ever passed up wine. So.
She must like her wine. But there's still a nice couple there. Another thing I'm seeing. Maybe it's because it was so bad at the last season that I don't see a lot of bickering or a lot of issues. I see everybody just kind of like, you know, happy-go-lucky, going with the flow.
Last season was the blind date, wasn't it?
No, it was the, what's his face? The one who...
Oh, yeah. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, anyway, so I just find that there's no animosity to each other. Yeah.
I did notice that Cole doesn't seem to have the energy he had at the start of the race. He was quite annoying at the start of the race. Sorry,
oh
Cole,
gosh,
if you're listening, but you were very hyper, and he doesn't seem to have that kind of...
No, you're right.
He's toned it down. Either he's toned it down or he's just tired. What do you think?
I think he's tired.
He has that look on his face like, okay, I need a break.
I think you're just running it. You know, you're doing a lot of things. It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah. Then we go to the candy challenge. Brody and Kurt are struggling.
And I thought that was going to be an easier one.
The string and the nuts?
String and the candy. Because I'm just like, oh, you just string it like you're sewing a clothes. So that's quick.
Fast. You got to string the needle through
it. I know
that,
but I was just thinking.
Which could be painful.
It could. But I was just thinking.
Which we saw. It was painful.
Yeah. I was just thinking from sewing point of view.
Yeah.
I would think that would be. That, to me, that would seem easier.
That's the challenge I would have taken.
At this point in the leg, I wouldn't want to scrub and clean.
Yeah. But looking back. I think the scrubbing and cleaning was the easier one.
Right.
But Brody and Kurt are struggling to string their nuts.
Yes. All right. Now you're being funny.
I'm trying to take over Jeff Prost's job after he's done.
Okay.
Let's see. All the sections are full. Blair and Daddy, Matt and Dana want to switch to wine. We got to switch to wine. So they go running out there. Blair and Scott decide after they see Matt and Dana leave that, oh, let's just stay here.
Right. And I thought that was a good call.
That was a good call on their part because you were saying that Matt and Dana were all over the place on this one. It seemed like they didn't really.
They couldn't figure out what they wanted to do going back and forth. Well, and I just think being indecisive is not good.
She's not patient.
No, she's not.
So she's got that's her down. That's their downfall. You got to be patient. Sometimes you just have to be patient and wait out. Say, you know, but Scott's pretty good at these challenges. I thought
very good. I thought he was going to be, like you said, what did you say?
I thought he would be a liability. They'd I thought they'd go out right away because he seemed older. And he
Just
seemed,
you know, because you would think.
He's been great. Good job, Scott. Cole climbs in the pot. It's a tight space.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they got
I couldn't do that.
They got to climb in there because it's not so much the open, in the base of it, the middle of it.
It was when you looked inside and he was in it, it looked big, but that opening.
That opening was small.
Did you already ask him? Who was there first, right, Dan?
It was Sherry.
And Cole, right? Cole said, did you ever put your child, do you have children? And the guy said, yeah. He goes, have they been bad? Have you put them in here and covered it?
And the guy goes, I'm on TV.
I can't tell that.
Children Protective Services be here in a second.
They don't have that there. But anyway, I just thought that was a weird question. I was like, okay.
But I do like the fact that he's, and she goes, oh, Cole, you got these gloves? He goes, wait, there's gloves? Why do you have them? Well, I didn't want to mess up my hands.
Yeah, she wanted to protect her hands.
Which is understandable.
Right.
She's on a race, and the most important thing is your nails. Your nails look good and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Hello.
Let's see. Tyler and Corey finish stringing their nuts, but now they have to dip them in the syrup. Dana and Matt are happy with their not happy with their cabbie. That's what she's complaining.
Because they're driving, they think they don't know where he's going.
How much longer? And it was
right. And then when she decided to turn the cabbie around and go back to the nut thing, I was like, they are out of their mind today.
Just go back. Well, she was upset because he couldn't tell her how long. Well, they don't speak English,
right?
And you're not communicating. So
and that can't be your. It's not like your first part of the leg. So I don't understand. She didn't realize they weren't speaking the language.
But if you watch the show. You see it all the time. We saw it today. I mean, someone didn't finish first because the cab driver went to the wrong location.
Right.
If you're a fan of the show, the most frustrating thing, and it has to be if you're a contestant, is the cab driver not doing the right thing. If it's the communication problem.
Right.
And I could see her being stressed out there because he could take you 45 minutes down the road and you're still not there.
Right.
Would be frustrating. But I agree with you. I would have kept going straight.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, my gosh, make a decision.
Let's see. Brody and Kurt have three good ones, two bad ones.
Yes.
Do another one. Tyler and Corey only have
one good one.
Not one good one.
And I didn't think that couple ones, but I think what they did is they kind of scratched off the bottom of it, and she wanted to have that little drip on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
That's why there's a – because I couldn't figure out why they weren't good, and she said the part right there, you know, was it come down in a point.
Yeah. And I'm going to say Corey is he's Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. He looks like Sheldon. He talks like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. Dana and Matt want to go back to candy, so they turn around and go back to the candy. Zach and Rachel finished the detour first.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Ripped right through it. Bernie and Ashley are second. Tyler and Corey switch because their thumbs are.
I
think they got frustrated.
I think they did.
I think they should have just been patient and done the challenge. Yeah. But in the end, I mean,
it worked out for them. But
it could have been worse.
Yes.
Tyler and Corey switch. Okay, I already read that. Now Dana and Matt have to go back to want to go.
Well,
back
they
to
go
the
there, and they're like, "Okay, we're gonna go. We're just gonna follow you." I'm just like, "Oh my gosh!"
Well, I think they're figuring we could beat them, but Tyler and Corey have been pretty good up to the last couple legs of the race. But now they're going. Okay, we're just gonna go back because I think they figured they're not in last at this point, so why not stick with a team? I guess because they could get back there, and I really don't know what they were doing. They were back and forth, I mean, they spent probably an hour. Doing nothing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Back and forth. Let's see. Cole and Sherry need to do a better job. They didn't clean it properly.
Couldn't find the water.
Couldn't find the water. There's got to be water, Mom. Oh. Or he said, oh, there's got to be. Oh, wait. It's over
here. Right there. She goes, because it's in a hose or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So now they have to go to Rustavale.
Don't ask me.
I don't know. It's more like French. And you have to be light on your feet. And this is the dancing one. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I would have been, okay, I can't do this. But now that I am a podcaster on Dancing with the Stars and become an expert on it, I probably would have aced the challenge. Just from watching Dancing with the Stars. My rhythm now is like 100% better and, you know, the whole thing. But I could easily do it.
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
At first I thought, are they going to have to do this whole thing? Because I was watching these dancers do this, you know, I was like, oh, there's no way in
it. It was a hard dance. I think of all the years.
No, I'm thinking they had to do the ones where the people
Right. But I'm still thinking, even the dance they had to do, it was a pretty hard dance that I remember them in a while having to do.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely.
One person from each team has to perform the dance.
Yes.
Kurt and Brody finished their challenge. Sherry and Cole finished theirs. They got it all clean. Everything's good.
Right.
Well, they realized they weren't last, too.
Right.
And Cole was kind of being a little
obnoxious.
Hey, we're not last. I don't think he meant to do it that way, but
I don't know.
But, you know, it was a little So Zach and Ashley are first to try to practice the dance. Blair and Scott.
Again, I was surprised that she didn't do it. But I guess because she felt like he had some dance background. But when he was little, he played tap.
Well, if you're not comfortable doing the dance.
But she's a girl. I would think that. Now I'm being sexist.
That's being sexist. But as we see on Dancing with the Stars, there was a girl on there who was not very good at dancing.
I know. But in my opinion, which is probably stupid, but I always think the girl always has more rhythm than the man sometimes.
Just because you're used to being around me.
That's true.
Some guys have lots of rhythm.
Okay.
Dana and Matt were very quick at cleaning the thing.
Yes.
Johnny on the spot. Tyler and Corey need to clean a little more.
Yeah, you can see it in there.
Corey was getting upset with Tyler.
Yeah.
They're starting to break.
I would agree.
And Tyler and Corey finally finish. Kurt is...
learning the dance, right?
Learning the dance. He looks like he learned it pretty quick, too.
He says that he does, like, salsa dancing.
Salsa?
And he does it by watching YouTubes like that. So he kind of had it pretty good, but...
I thought he was going to ace it.
Yeah, I did, too.
Ashley was the first to give it a try, but she kind of jumped the gun before
did.
She kind of jumped the gun.
But then she did it again.
She did second and got it on the second try.
Yep, boom. Which was awesome.
And the pit stop, they have to race to the pit stop. It's the Peace Bridge. And that's a pretty cool-looking bridge.
Yeah,
very cool-looking bridge. Blair and Scott's cabbie needs to stop for gas. No, don't stop for
gas. I know.
No. And they just go, oh. That's the worst. Again, it comes down to the cab drivers. Zach is second to give it a try, and he didn't succeed.
No. Nope.
Kurt didn't succeed. Kurt flubbed it up the first time and went back and practiced some more.
They didn't realize how fast it was going to be with the music.
Yeah, it was a fast pace. Yeah. Kurt failed on his third attempt.
Yes, he did.
Ashley and Bernie... go to the wrong, and you're like, no, you're at the wrong location.
I know, but the wrong location, it's the wrong location. Like, they can hear me.
And I said, they can't hear you.
I know.
This has already been filmed months ago.
I know, but I just.
But you knew right away.
So yeah, I knew. Because
that's not the bridge. That's not the bridge.
Nope.
Zach gets it. Kurt completes it. Blair wants Scott to do it. And this one,
I know, I was just like, wow.
Wow, Blair, because you were saying, how many challenges has Blair done?
I think she's only done one at this point. I was trying to think about it. Do you remember it all?
She's done one or two. Because I said at some point she's going to have to, if they stayed in the race.
Right.
And had to keep continuing, she would have to do, they have to do equal amount of challenges. But she would have to do like the last four or five. And this is one she should have done.
Right.
I mean, he did a decent job.
Yeah.
But he's a little older.
Yeah.
It's the end of a long day.
Yeah, I'm trying to guess, like, she did the last leg, he did the car thing.
Yeah.
The one before that, I can't remember what that one was, but I do. The only thing I'm really recalling of her is
he did the one where they went into the tombs and got
puzzle and then
pieces.
She did the one in the beginning, didn't she? Get the little rock, the gem, or something in that first leg of the race.
Oh, with the mud.
Yeah, I thought that was
she
the one
did that
she did.
One. I don't know. It just seemed like at one point she's going to have to. I mean, obviously they had some left, but if they had won, say they had not been eliminated today, she'd probably have to do the next four or five challenges.
Right.
And why do, you're having a bad day or something like that? I'm not saying the whole women thing, but she said, he's never had professional dancing, but,
he gets at weddings.
And he gets it. I just thought it was a mistake. Dana gets it on the first try.
Oh, yeah.
And she did say, she goes, she hasn't danced. She has never gone this long without dancing.
Since she was two.
It actually seemed to put a smile on her face.
Yeah, it did.
So
she was good. She got it away. I knew she was going to. I saw the previews. I was like, oh, that's the preview she was doing.
Yeah, she aced it. Good job there.
Yep.
Zach and Rachel win this leg of the
race. I know. Only because they got it to the right spot.
Ashley and Bernie finished in second. It was close.
But, I was excited for those guys. I'm glad that Zach and – what was it?
Rachel.
Rachel. I'm glad that they got it. It was cool to see them.
They're a good team.
They're a good team. They get along well.
They get along,
cool.
But they both want to wear the pants of the family and go different directions.
Yeah, because they each have one leg, they said.
One leg.
That was a cute scenario.
Yeah. Bernie and Ashley felt bad for them, though.
Yeah,
finished
I agree.
In second.
I mean, I know.
And just because the – and they're like, wait, how did we – because Zach said in the cab, he goes – you know what Phil's going to say? Zach
Rachel.
Rachel, you have arrived, but you are the second team to arrive.
Right. They were not.
They were shocked when
they were.
Because it was like, well, how did we finish? They had like a 20-minute head start. How did we finish ahead of them? And Bernie goes, because we went to the wrong location.
That's all right. They were still, I thought they were good sportsmen.
No,
congratulations.
No, I was just kidding.
Yeah, I know. That's how they were handled it well.
Yeah, I handled it very well. Kurt and Brody finished right after that,
right.
Finished third.
Right.
So I said, before I saw the challenge, I go, they're going to have to use their U-turn.
Yeah, you did. You right away said, what do you think? I said, yeah, I'm with you. They're going
to use their
U-turn.
They're going to have to use their U-turn, I said.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I was going.
Not their U-turn.
Their Express Pass.
Express Pass.
I said, you know what would be weird? Say Scott and Blair It comes down to Scott and Blair, Brody and Kurt. And because they've been doing this whole couples thing. What if they couldn't, neither one could get it, and they had to use the express pass to beat Scott and Blair?
Ooh.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
But didn't happen that way.
No.
They got it. They passed it. Hold on to the express pass. Dana and Matt finished fourth. They must have the record for the most fourth place finishes.
Yeah, but did you hear what I think Brody or Kurt said, oh my gosh, you guys are already here?
Yeah.
Because they were, you don't really, again, I wish we knew the times and everything.
Yeah.
But they, that she was such great at the dance that she was able
well,
to get
Well, they were
out
at the, well, then they did the cleaning of the wine.
Yeah, really fast too.
Because
right.
they just, once they got to the location, you know, if they just would have got there, they probably could have finished in first.
Oh, I would agree with you.
The dance,
right? I agree with
if
you.
If they just would have made the decision, hey, we're gonna go clean the wine.
Right.
We're going up there and just take.
But don't you think after each leg they get better? Because it really doesn't matter. I mean, obviously it's cool to win a leg.
Not only because they finished in fourth. This is like the fifth time they finished.
I know,
in
but
fourth.
I think isn't it better to be the top three and then finish at the end the best person?
Yeah, but they're not finishing
yeah,
in the
I
top
hear
three.
Yeah,
they're
you.
Still finishing in fourth. So
right. Which I really think Cole and his mom aren't going to make it much longer. I don't know why I feel that way.
She does most of the challenges.
I know, but
it's almost like the Blair and
yeah, I know,
and Scott thing. But anyway, they finished fourth. Corey is struggling with the dance. When he first came out the first time, I go, he's going way too slow.
Yeah, he is.
And how do I know that? Because I now watch Dancing with the Stars, so I knew that. I go, he's like going out. I said, come on, Kurt. Corey, you guys.
And you notice the dancers before him, they slowed down with him.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be so noticeable. Yeah. I noticed it right away.
But give kudos to those dancers.
I mean,
yes. I'm sure there was breaks in between, but man, they had it was one after another after another. And Sherry aced the dance.
Yes.
She actually looked very good.
Yes, she did.
She looked like a professional dancer.
Right.
Scott gives it a try. And he seemed frustrated at
yes,
first.
Yes, he did.
Like, well, how do I put these darn shoes on? And I still was saying, anyway. Sherry and Cole finished fifth. They're happy. Still think they should have been some kind of speed bump.
I know, but
along
it's over
the way. I don't want to complain, but it's coming down to Scott and Corey. And I'm thinking,
know.
Oh my God, who's going to win this one? And then Scott,
he gets it.
They're going back and forth, and then Scott finally completes it. And Blair was so confident that she picked up both bags.
Right.
She goes, oh, my dad's got this. He's going to get it. She picks up both bags, which was pretty cool.
Right.
But then Tyler can't find his bag. Where's
right.
my bag? Where's my bag? Where's my bag? And then Corey completes the task, but he can't find his bag. It
right.
was just here.
Right.
Who took my bag? And then we find, and then Blair tells, Daddy, you took the wrong bag.
Yeah, I felt bad. And
I felt
knew.
Bad for him. He ran back. I think he has to go. I think there's a penalty if you don't, if you take someone's stuff.
Well, that makes sense because that wouldn't be good.
No.
Teamwork or sportsmanship.
He ran it back. Shouldn't she? Well, I guess he's faster runner than she is.
Yeah.
So anyway. But she should have said, I have your bag.
Yeah.
After they completed the race. I have your bag. Or just give him the bag.
But you know, at that moment, you're running. You're not even paying attention. You're just going. Yeah. So.
But Scott takes the bag, Tyler's bag. He has to run it back to him.
Yeah.
Now
and I just knew that was it.
Yeah. Now it's a race to the finish.
Yeah.
And Tyler and Corey's cab driver drove all the way up the sidewalk.
On sidewalks and everything. Yeah.
Great location. Scott and Blair finished last.
And
they have been eliminated. So I thought that was a pretty good race. It just a mistake here or there.
But you know, and this kind of amazing, you know, we watched it long enough to know a little mistake can really mess you up a lot.
I mean, Tyler, be honest, Tyler and Corey should have gone home.
Yeah.
They should have been done, but that's just making that mistake of grabbing the wrong bag. And like I said, I don't know why Blair didn't say, hey,
I think in the moment they were so excited they were going, so they just were trying to race, and that makes sense, and you're not paying attention and just going, you know?
I get it. I just felt bad for
the
them.
Bags were not that similar, so I don't understand why. Anyway,
and it was a long stretch from out the thing to the cab.
I know.
At one point, someone said, "Hey, what are you doing with it?"
Yeah, I know.
But again, I'm not there. I wasn't there. You know, I don't know. It's a shame that
I would have liked to see him say it because I think it would have been interesting to see if Blair how she would do because it just seemed like we've been watching him do it all.
Right.
And
kudos to Scott because I thought. I don't know if we said at the beginning of the podcast. If I had to pick, I said they would have been last.
I know, but it goes right back to he went to school to be a lawyer and a doctor. That's someone who has determination and drive.
But he's also very the tasks have been perfect for him.
Yes,
like stringing up the 20 hazelnuts, the making of the Swiss watch, the Swiss Army knife, everything has been. It's just tedious stuff that he's really good at.
Yeah.
If I had someone to have, I'd have him perform surgery on me. Unless, of course, he grabs the wrong.
Right.
He says, no, it's the right leg you're supposed to work. And he chops off my left leg because he grabbed the wrong bag. But no, kudos to him. I thought he did. If I had to place money in the beginning, I thought they would have been first. Even Corey.
I would say Corey and his mom and Blair and Scott. I really thought those two would be the first ones eliminated.
Corey, Cole.
Cole, why did
Cole
I say
and
Corey?
I said Corey. Oh. Cole and Sherry, and I thought they would have gone home first, but they're hanging in there, doing a great job. So.
I agree.
I thought it was a great day for the race. Enjoy it. Can't wait to see. Who do you think? Okay, you got six teams left. Who wins this race?
This leg?
No, who's gonna win it overall?
I already told you. I thought.
Well, each time
I'm still with Kurt, and
think because they seem to be pretty good at everything.
Yeah, I feel pretty strong about it.
Yeah, I do too. But it could be Matt and Zach or not Zach. Zach and Ashley or Zach and Rachel. I'm sorry, Zach and Rachel or Bernie and Ashley.
No,
they're steady.
Yeah.
Dana, unfortunately, Dana and Matt, she's not patient.
Yeah, she's not patient,
and she's got to be patient.
I would be surprised in there. I say the top three will be Kurt and
Brody.
Zach and Rachel and Ashley, the yellow. What's her name?
Ashley and Bernie.
Yeah, Ashley and Bernie. That's what I think the top three are going to be.
So we'll see what happens. But
okay, I'm looking forward to next week.
Yeah, me too. All right. At this time, I'd like to thank three special patrons: Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, and Brad from Chicago.
Chicago.
Thanks for doing what you do. And again, if you'd like to become a patron, you go to jayandjack.com, and there's a little thing on there that says patron, become a patron, and shows a list of all the patrons, and you can help us out there. And that's all we got for this day, for this show, or this night of the
amazing race.
Boom, 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 boom. And again, if you want to put feedback on there, you can give us a call, 385-309-0311, calling time, and we'll play it on the next show.
Oh, awesome.
We're trying to record these a little sooner so they get out sooner. Or you can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just leave something on the Facebook. I checked, and there hadn't been anything on there yet. So
No
feedback, and that's all we got. So hasta luego, and
goodbye.
Bye.